Emily Geller Hardman gave birth in her car, and she did it with the help of an app.
Can you imagine? Sounds crazy.
So you basically lived my nightmare, and you're so calm about it. I'm reading the USA Today article, and it's like, yeah, so I listened to the app when I was having the contractions, and I did the breathing, and I'm like, I would have been screaming like a psychopath the entire time in such fear. Can you tell us, walk us through what happened?
Yeah, so I had a planned C-section with my first. Ever since that birth, which is about 3 years ago, I've been preparing myself for an unmedicated VBAC, a vaginal birth after cesarean. Mm-hmm. So I've put in a ton of time and energy into researching and preparing my body and my mind. And I decided I'll go to a family wedding. It was only 37 weeks, so pretty early along. I was having some prodromal labor, but nothing major. We went to the wedding, had a great time, danced the night away, lots of oxytocin flowing. So great to see a bunch of family members that we haven't seen. We left the wedding around 10:30, got back to the hotel, were asleep by 11:30, and at midnight, I felt like I had to go to the bathroom, so I woke up and my water broke when I stood up.
Wow.
Wow.
See, at that point, I would scream like a psychopath to my husband and say, we have to go to the hospital now. Find the closest hospital near us. But that is not what you did.
Get the helicopter.
No. Yeah. I'd airlift me anywhere.
Yeah.
First time labor will probably be long. Maybe I'll stall. What a lot of people do is they go to the hospital too early and contractions haven't even started.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try to rest and try to get a little bit of sleep and then make the drive back.
I just cannot believe that your water breaks and you're like, not even like, hurry up, let's get to the hospital back at home, the 3.5-4 hour thing. But you're like, you know what? Let me chill for an hour here. Like, you know what? We already paid for the room.
You know, I want to play blackjack sitting next to you at the table because you got nerves of steel. You know what I mean? I don't want to face you in poker, though, because I mean, I feel like you're going to take it all the way to the end.
I mean, we were dancing a lot at the wedding, so I was a little tired and I just figured, I'll just, you know, we'll rest for an hour or two. And then so around 3 a.m., the contraction started. So at that point, I said, OK, we should probably, you know, head out. We left at 4 a.m. and my daughter was born an hour and 45 minutes after that.
On the side of the road.
It wasn't even the side of the road. My husband was still driving.
Oh, my God.
So we didn't even pull over. Told my husband, I said, pull over. And immediately after that, I instinctively just reached down and I said, there's a head.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like, OK. So he tries to start to pull over. And I mean, I don't even know. Like 10 seconds later, the next contraction, her entire body just flew out.
Oh, my gosh.
And Rosemary is a perfectly healthy, happy baby girl. At that point, you called 911 and the ambulance came and got you and brought you to the closest hospital in Jersey, right?
Yeah, the 911 came. They were great. We hung out in the ambulance and we were taking selfies and videos and chatting. And they took us to a local hospital and I was released 24 hours later. We had to drop off my husband's car at a crime scene cleanup.
Oh, my God.
Hazmat place. Right?
So, unfortunately, we actually still don't have our car.
You have a hell of a birth story that you'll be able to tell Rosemary her whole life.
And when you're selling that car.
Rosemary.
Yeah. I don't know if she's ever selling that car. Well, congratulations to you and your husband, and welcome to the world, Rosemary.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.